This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek.
And I am Jamie Jennings, broadcasting live from the Rolex Kentucky three-day event at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It is April 29th, episode 1417, and it's brought to you today by Bates Saddles and Kentucky Performance Products. So good morning, horse world.
Set in the heart of the Bluegrass State lies the United States' premier equestrian facility. The Kentucky Horse Park needs no introduction. And horses and riders who come here are truly the world's best athletes. Coming to Rolex is a dream for many. Many will hope to get here and few will make it. But for those who do, they have one common goal in mind: conquer the Rolex Kentucky three-day event.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kentucky Horse Park. It's so good to be sitting beside you again. It's fun. We've been having a good time here in Kentucky, and we're going to talk all about that today. We have a lot of things planned for you. We have some riders that are dropping in, so we're going to talk to them. Hopefully, Lisa Wallace will stop by, Barb Craigbo, and whoever else shows up.
Yeah.
We invited a whole bunch of them, but it's kind of hard to get interviews on a Friday morning. One, there's a lot of signings going on. A lot of them are walking the course if they're not riding. Like a couple of our favorites are riding right now during our show. So we're going to find who we can and tell you a little bit about all the excitement. I have never seen Jamie smile as much as she smiled yesterday. You had a happy day.
That was one of my favorite days ever, just in general. It will go back in history. I didn't really talk about this because I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but I won a contest. I never win anything. And I actually follow Stone Street Farms, and I think our listener Don Deem sent it to me too. It was a photo contest where just guessing what these really bizarre photos, like close-up photos of horse body parts were. It sounds so bizarre, but it was like this. It was like a little swoop, and you could. I said, I think that's the tip of an ear, and I would write down the tip of an ear, and I did like these 10 things, and I got them all right, and I won a chance to go meet Rachel Alexandra. Oh my God! Now, for those who might go, that name sounds familiar. She was the super mare that was also going at the same time as Zenyatta. She won the Preakness. She actually beat Mind That Bird in the Preakness, and she won. Oh, she's just an amazing
horse of the year, time
horse
or two.
Of the year. Yeah, Eclipse Award, just incredible.
She's what had farm two is she at now?
She's at Stone Street Farm.
Stone Street Farm,
which is the Kendall Jackson Wine. That's them. So they're doing all right. All the horses at that farm are owned by them. It was just an amazing experience to be there and to be in the presence of greatness. And then to go over, and we posted this, we got to go meet Mucho Macho Man, and a Breeders' Cup Classic winner, and we followed him. It was like he was one of our kids, Glenn. Like, we followed him since the beginning of his career, and now he's a big old breeding stallion.
We'll talk more about that. That was a fun thing to do as well. As we go on with the show, we have a lot of stuff for you. Yesterday, to kind of explain it for the new people to the Rolex, to eventing, this is the only four-star event in the United States. It's been going on since 1978, I believe. It was a world championship back then. And it started out pretty small. The Kentucky Horse Park is not what it is today. Back then, when Bruce Davidson was winning like 8 years in a row. So it's much different. There's a reason he has a statue out here. But yesterday was the first day of dressage. The dressage continues today. It's happening right now. You might be watching some of it on the USEF network. I noticed that a lot of our listeners were posting on Facebook that they were watching it. And we will be watching a little bit of it. Jamie was not even here yesterday. She has not seen it. Did you see a dressage test yet?
No. I've watched Bucks earlier on the screen this morning. But no, I didn't. I immersed myself in the thoroughbred culture of Kentucky yesterday.
You were all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. I went everywhere. And we went to Caneland, everything. So my brain, I'm in the shifting the brain focus now to, okay, I've got to study up Rolex. I watched some tests. I watched Michael Young's test last night online. I'm just trying to give myself back because today, Glenn, we're also going back to Keeneland. Newsflash, Nyquist, the horse that's going to win the Derby this year, is doing a public work this morning. He's breezing for the public at 12:15.
So I'm
going
to
watch Elisa's demo at 11, and then I'm going to run over to Keeneland, and then I'll be back. So I'm just going to get a little more
thoroughbred out of me. She makes that sound easy with all the traffic that's here right now.
No problem. We'll get there.
She's good. She has a minivan. She rented a minivan. You're good. You can get through anything.
I literally pull up to Stone Street Farm yesterday, and I go, I get out of the car, and there's the farm manager waiting for us, and I go, it's not my car. It's not my car, I swear. The only thing they had left was minivans. So
we've been laughing at her all weekend. Well, let's go over how yesterday went and who was sitting in the top five. You want to review that quick? Starting number five.
Yeah, so number five right now. I want to go through a little bit more.
Oh, you want to do more?
Well,
go ahead.
We'll start with my number one is, of course, Michael Young and Fisher Arocana.
Before you do that, let's introduce our guest like she needs any introduction. Look who showed up.
It's Leslie Wiley.
We already had our loving from Horse
earlier.
Nation.
And I've got our celebrity stuffed animal, Chinch.
The Chinch.
He's not real talkative, but he's here with me. Here. Everyone should know.
He's
oh my gosh,
cute.
I love your face. You're so pretty.
Oh my gosh. I know. Seriously, when we saw each other, like we just
they had
embraced.
A moment.
We made
started,
a scene.
They had a moment. They
petting
did.
Petting one another's hair.
And my husband
we
was
told
like,
each other,
who is that? Who is that and
that
why
person
is she
that
touching
I don't
you
know
like
that you're making out with in the middle of the trade fair?
I'm like, oh my god, you're so pretty.
Oh my
and
god,
you're like,
thank you so much. It's so bad if we lived near each other.
That'd be
you
bad.
Know what? All our listeners feel the same
first
way
first of all,
you.
There'd be no alcohol left in the whole city. That would be the first problem.
We would have a margarita happy hour problem.
Yeah. It's
not
10.
Problem.
It is 10:05.
Well, Leslie, it is so fun to see you again.
Absolutely.
We get to talk to you. We never get to see you. So
and we've
this
been
is
talking
so
about
fun.
Rolex and how excited we are about it for weeks. So,
yeah.
Do you want to help us do a little of the coverage here?
Yeah.
We're just about to read the top 10 from yesterday.
Sure.
Right. Just starting out with Michael Young. He's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah. Michael is on the same horse he won with last year. What's the horse's name? I can't say it.
Ricana.
Fisher Ricana.
Okay.
You can just call her Ricana.
Well, same horse as last year because she already won. Why not, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just do it twice.
Yeah.
And he comes back and gets 5 points less in dressage than he had last year. By the way, that's good 5 points. Mm-hmm. That's the right direction.
Right.
In second place is Liz Sharp. And, I mean, Fernhill by Night is just such an amazing horse. And
wait a minute. We got to expand upon that.
There's a
host of the eventing radio show, Liz Sharp,
oh,
one
sorry.
Of our own.
I'm sorry.
Yes. But I do believe I heard a little rumor just a few moments ago that Marilyn Little and RF Demeter moved up, just did their test a little bit ago and moved
and
up into
moved
second.
Into second. Great.
Yeah, well,
great.
You knew that was going to happen with Marilyn Little.
Well,
there.
My point was Michael Young
close to,
has a
close
34.
To Michael Young. No.
No, nobody's close to Michael Young.
Close.
He is at 34, and the closest one at the end of dressage yesterday was a 43.
Yeah, 10 points.
That's crazy.
He's obviously the hands-on
really
favorite,
good
right?
At math, but yeah. It's almost
yeah.
10.
You know, we were doing our Eventing Nation staff picks that we do every year, and I wanted so badly to pick an American to win because it's an Olympic year. I mean, I'm the most patriotic. I showed up to the World Equestrian Games in Normandy in a in an American flag
you
bikini.
Were.
So
you were.
I mean, you know, nobody's more
you're a face
U.S.
painter.
Spirited than yeah. than me. And I just looked up. I was looking up all the everyone's dressage. What you know their FEI records, performance records, and just nobody lays down a consistently a test in that point range that's here this weekend. That you know, I think hopefully you know Allison's going to give him a run for his money. You know, there's still some exciting pairs to watch today for sure. But
well, I'll tell you what, who's sitting in number three? And then I'll play a sound file I got from the press conference last
night. Well, I guess Liz Sharp is now in third, according to...
Yeah.
But then Philip Dutton and Fernhill. You know what? Fernhill is being represented today. That's the Breeders. But Fernhill right. Fugitive is... Phillip
number three.
Next.
Okay, so yesterday at the press conference, they had the top three, which was Michael Young, Liz Holliday, and then Philip Dutton.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen. I put a package together for that, and everybody can hear. I know the listeners say they love hearing the press conferences, so I edited it down and took all the garbage out. So here it is.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's still loud. I'll step further away. On behalf of Rolex, Land Rover, the USEF and Equestrian Events Incorporated, it is very exciting to have everyone back for the best weekend all year at our opening press conference as we recognize our top three finishers in today's first round. So to state the obvious, I would like to introduce our head table. To my immediate right, currently sitting in third place, riding for the United States, Philip Dutton. At the far end, currently in second place, also riding for the United States, Liz Halliday Sharp. And in the center, the reigning Olympic champion and the defending champion in the Rolex Kentucky three-day event presented by Land Rover from Germany, Michael Young. So, Michael, I have the first question for you. We all know what you did here a year ago, and your score today was a full 5 points lower than last year. So is this something that you've seen coming all along, or did today's score impress you as well?
Every competition is different. We have always different judges, and this time was a different test. Like last year, I think, so you cannot think this is really the same, but I'm very happy about Fischer Obama. She did a wonderful test. She traveled very well. She feels very happy in the stable. It was very nice to ride the last days, and then all together makes also good then for the result in the dressage.
Michael, how did you decide that Rapana would come here, which would go to badminton, which for the Olympics?
I have three really good horses this season, and we make a plan in the winter, and I think from last year I feel that Bokana likes this competition a lot. She's very happy in the stable. She traveled more easy than La Vie d'Exem, for example, and she liked the stadium, she liked the cross-country place, the profile, so that's the reason why I...
I guess I'll start with Philip. I'm guessing you've taken a look at the course. How does the course look this year, and with the weather we've had the past couple of days, in good shape?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of what we expected. It's a big forward riding course, and I think it's good. If you're on a green horse, it's, I think it's maybe a good experience for your horse, but if you want to make the time and want to try and do well, I think it's strong enough to sort everybody out as well.
Michael?
I think it's a bit more tough than last year. I think we've been more loops and more hills, a bit stronger for the conditions.
I think the course is challenging enough. I think once you have five water jumps this year, that's quite different. I think there's a lot to do at the end of the course. I think you can need to have a fit horse. But I think it's out there some jumps, and it will definitely be challenging. And there's enough to do for sure.
All right, sorry. Elizabeth, can you just give us a little insight about your horse in terms of personality, perkiness, that kind of thing?
Blackie is literally one of the nicest horses I've ever ridden. He's a very nice person. He's kind of like a big black Labrador for anyone who knows him. He's very lazy.
Okay.
I think I got a warm up right today. It's all about trying not to get too excited, and you have to watch your watching. Not yet. Right, quick, pick up, drop, counter, do a change each way, doesn't ring.
Okay.
He's not like a normal horse for that. but he tried really, really hard today. I mean, some days he can get, he's a big horse, he's 17-1, and he can kind of get away from being tested a little bit, just get a bit long. But today he really, really tried, and I felt like he was kind of with me the whole way through, and I think he really enjoyed it, and I did. And was, yeah, we're sort of getting a good partnership now, having him for a good few years. And so,
Is this your best score at this level?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And now number four on the list.
We have Fisher Rakana and Michael Young in first. RF Demeter, Marilyn Little is standing in second. You were right. Liz Halliday Sharp is in third. Philip Dutton on Fernhill Fugitive has moved down to fourth. And of course, the ever so adorable, cute as a button, Boyd Martin is in fifth. Shamwari, moved up to fifth.
I have a little bit of a sound file that Eventing Nation put together, Samantha got from Boyd after he was done yesterday, talking about Shamwari. So let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very good mover, and he's not the easiest horse to ride, actually. So he got a bit excited and fresh at our last big event at the Royal Equestrian Games. So I decided to work him a bit harder before the test and warm him up for longer and get him a bit quieter. And so anyway, I think I paid for it a little bit because he was just a bit behind me and a bit laboured, but he didn't dance around or do anything silly, so I probably saved a few marks.
But he won't be too tired for the cross country, will he?
No. He's fit as a fiddle. I've got him perfect for this one. It's our first big run since the World Equestrian Games, so I think he'll do quite well.
Will you have to do anything after this, assuming that you complete well here? Will you have to do any more competitions, do you think, before the Olympics?
To be honest, I haven't even thought past this event. You know, it's pointless thinking about it unless you do well here, because you're not on the team if you don't do well here. So first things first, we'll get through this and have a good result and then worry about next week.
Is he, if you could go to the Olympics, is he the one that you would pick to go with, do you think, of the three?
I don't have a preference, to be honest. It'd be more which horse is in the best form. Don't know, it's hard to say. The good thing is we've got a couple of options at the moment with Master Frisky, Blackfoot Mystery, and him. And, you know, I'm fortunate. We'll just see how they all pan out in a couple of weeks and hopefully we get one on there.
And you've got, was that members of the syndicate here?
Yeah, we got a huge contingent of syndicate members. We've got 12 Blackfoot Mystery syndicate couples and 10 Shamwari syndicate couples. So it's a big crew of supporters.
Is that pressure, though, in a way?
No, not really, because it's not... I sort of love the chaos a bit, and they all are good friends, and they're all up in the tent drinking and eating lunch, and I don't think they really care what I'm doing. You know, I'll go for a course walk with them tomorrow and have a dinner with them, and, you know, I'm very lucky to get some of the best horses that money can buy, and that's the system I've used, and it's worked out well.
Lucky? You really think it's luck?
Yeah, there's a few things that have fallen into place for me. You know, like I met a few critical people that at the time I didn't realise how influential they'd be in my life, and a few of them are mentors and a few of them are sponsors, and I've been lucky because I've had a good push through people around me.
And after Boyd, we have Maya Black, Doesn't Play Fair, and then Buck with Petite Flower. What a mare. Oh my gosh, I love that mare. So that's Buck Davison. Mm-hmm. And then it keeps going down. We did talk to, we're going to talk to Elisa Wallace here in a little bit, and she had a fantastic test sitting in 13th. It was very impressive. Mm-hmm. To be in 13th on a thoroughbred that's off the track, with 35 horses or however many horses that went. Yeah, 35 horses went yesterday.
Yeah. So yeah, Johnny, it's like he knows when he's on stage and he knows when he's in the spotlight and when it matters, and he just steps up and takes on, you know, just takes it to the next level. He's a fantastic horse. You know, that whole crew has have so many fans here.
Yeah, well, hey. I mean, come on. I'm representing.
She's got her Wallace Eventing hat
right here.
Right here.
Well, here, let's talk to Elisa. We spoke to her a few minutes ago. Let's go ahead and hear that. So, Elisa, congratulations on yesterday. You did it.
Thanks. Yeah. We survived.
Are you happy?
Oh, extremely happy. I cried a little bit. So, just being here at Rolex again and getting in the 40s was a goal of mine because I know my horse can do it. And so I was just really pleased with them yesterday.
When I saw your score, because I knew that was your goal, I was like, she made 40s.
I did. Barely. I made it, but I did it.
Was it 49.?
It's 49.8.
Eight. So, by God, you set a goal. Next time, say 42.
Yeah, right? No, next time I'll say 33. So
there you go. Be down there with Michael.
Somebody's got to
try.
God. Jeez. So what is the feel of riding? I mean, I know you've done it once, but what is the feel of riding in that arena and having that test ahead of you?
It really is amazing, and there's nothing quite like it. And last year is so surreal, and so this year, again, I kind of had that pressure of, well, I did so good last year, and I really want to do really well this year, and I had to kind of like put that back out of my head a little bit and just focus on the task. And on top of going after Mickey Young was a little daunting as well.
He opened for you.
The main goal was just to keep Johnny relaxed and focused and to ride the horse that I had in the test and try to be accurate. And whatever I could get out of that, I would go for. And so, you know, hindsight, I always look back at my video. I'm like, I could have pushed for more there. He was so good. But I was really, really happy with our performance and how good he did. So
what is in that test, what's the one like super challenging move for you and Johnny?
All of it. Going in the rectangle is the mind-blowing thing for him sometimes. It really is pretty much the whole thing for him. It's really a mental thing going in that rectangle. And you as a rider, I remember a good friend of mine and my dressage trainer, Cameron Goldrick, she's like, you can't change. It's the same inside as you are outside. And I was like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, that's
you know,
helpful.
As a rider, because it's easy to go, here we go, we're going down the center line, versus you just have to be like, I'm just cantering around. So that's kind of how I think about it. And for Johnny, tension is our little demon. So when our first movement when we walked, well, actually, no, take that back. The first movement after you canter halt and you trot, and when he trotted off, I smiled because I was like, all right, that's when I know I got my horse, because generally when after we halt, he'll try to like jump off into the canter. And so that's when I know I can either contain or I can push a little. So that's when I knew, I was like, all right, he's on his game. I can kind of play a little bit. So
did you actually look at Michael's scores when he came out, or
no.
Did you avoid that?
Because someone asked me if I watched his test. I was like, why would I do that? I was focusing on my horse, trying to just, I'm not here. I'm not going after Mickey Young. I'm just playing. We're just doing a demonstration.
Yeah. Just at Rolex.
It's just ring familiarization. We're just doing a dress rehearsal. Nothing's happening. I'm just pretending that I'm riding at Rolex.
Whatever you have to tell yourself to get through it.
Yeah, it's totally a mental game. So
now your husband's here. What is it like watching your wife?
My co-host, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
How
and it's
are
his
you?
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. No, this is wonderful. It's my birthday. I'm celebrating Rolex with my wife, Elisa, and I'm getting to meet you, Glenn, for the first time.
I know. We've done all these shows together.
No, like watching Elisa do dressage is very much like reading poetry for me. I don't really always understand what's happening.
Honey, keep the cheese.
Beautiful poetry.
But I don't always understand everything that's happening, but I can't help but feel like I'm in the presence of something beautiful and sublime.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm going to hug you.
Jeez, he never says that stuff during the show, by the way. We do. No,
I don't listen to that.
I bet you don't. Yeah, so now, do you get nervous for her when she goes in?
Well, we talked about this before, Glenn. Having the camera between myself and Elisa makes things better. But I realize after Elisa's finished that I haven't breathed.
Would you know if she screwed up? Maybe if she jumped out of the ring. But
no,
would you know
really
otherwise?
It's really funny because sometimes we've had to have a talk because sometimes he's walked up to me and he's like, yeah, that was too bad. And I was like, what are you talking about?
That was awesome.
It was great. I don't need that. I need you to be positive. And he was like, oh. Yeah, that was great.
We all make that mistake.
Up to me. He's like, that was great, honey. I was like, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, those were the early days. I've learned.
You know, I learned now when she walked out of the ring, I would watch her face and I would go, okay, which reaction do I need by judging
all
by her
it
face?
Is just, it's either actually don't come near me or that was a good job. Awesome.
There's never a time for a husband to criticize.
No,
ever.
Well,
ever.
And consoling's not good either. If they have that face, like, you just let them go.
You don't say, "Oh, babe, that wasn't that bad." Like, that's kiss of death. You're sleeping alone.
It's over. No, you're just gonna get in talking to you on the proper way to do it.
No, the best thing to do is you leave. You let her talk to her team, her friends, her father.
Yeah, he's always last one.
And then you get a sense of sort of where her emotions are and how she's feeling, and then you can celebrate after the fact. Like, I got a hug yesterday.
Yeah. You got a hug?
I did. I got a hug from my wife.
Well, I was told.
You go hug your husband.
I was told, like, hug your husband. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're always behind the camera. So, you know, normally, it's not that I forget about you. It's just I'm always used to him there behind the
camera. Well,
you
spent a long time without one. So you had to, you kind of are getting used to this whole thing.
I'm not that old, Glenn. Come on now.
Yeah, you're still getting used to it.
How long have you been married?
3 years. It'll be 3 years in October.
See, this is
And Elisa actually celebrated her birthday not too long ago either.
That was
her birthday was the 21st.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two Tauruses. We are too, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They say two Tauruses could
sometimes
never make it work. We're almost 30 years.
Sometimes it does. I guess it is.
I guess so.
So far.
3 years in. Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the training process is actually pretty quick for this one then.
Yeah, he's a quick learner.
I'm like one of her Mustangs.
Yeah, that's right.
Do train him, or like it's just treat training?
It's just positive reinforcement with pats on the head. But you know,
you don't even need candy.
There's some neurosis every now and then that you have to like work through.
It happens with the best Mustangs,
So we're talking about Mustangs. We're talking about Mustangs.
Yeah, tell yourself.
Right,
that.
We're talking.
Keep up here.
Whatever you want to hear, honey.
Speaking of Mustangs, we have a big celebratory demonstration today. It's celebratory because I get to see it again. I'm so excited because I've now since the last time I saw the demo.
Yeah, you finally
a dual Mustang owner.
You finally did what you were supposed to do.
I couldn't take the abuse anymore. I just happened to say one day, Timothy, while she was on the show, I said, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to get a Mustang and event it. She was like, what are you doing? Go right now and get your horse.
Yeah,
and
it's like, well, what's stopping you?
Since, it's been, where's your horse? Haven't you done it? Why haven't you done it? And then I got one. She's like, they're potato chips. You can't stop with one. And now I got my second one.
Yeah, second one. That was a good one. That was a good pick, by the way.
Yeah, somebody told me that was the one I should
some
get.
Some random person told you, right?
Some stranger on the phone.
Doesn't know anything.
No, it was a good pick.
This is a guess.
Yeah. So thanks for that. Uh-huh. She was kind of coaching me.
I do have one criticism.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Your video clips need to be longer. They're way too short. I'm like, I want to see more.
Oh, okay. I can
there you go.
That.
Now you know.
They're like 5 seconds long. Come on now.
The boss said more.
I don't want to bore everybody.
We're not boring. No.
Okay. No. Longer video. You
longer than five.
She's my videographer here.
It's longer than 5 seconds. I mean, come on now.
So she wants the approach to the jump, the landing, the next jump, and then around till
I
want to
see something.
She actually wants to see
like
the horse land. Yeah.
I want to see like something happen. Yeah.
Shooting video is like carpentry. You can never cut a board longer.
Yeah.
So you can never cut a clip longer. Yeah. You can always cut it shorter.
Yeah,
so
that's correct.
Well, I'll have to send
but then they'd have
to
learn how
to
edit.
I don't
see,
edit.
That's the other problem.
Okay, no. He doesn't edit everything.
You edit?
Everybody has speaking this of editing, thing that so Timothy does it all. And I do it
we're
too.
A team. So after Elisa's Mustang demonstration, which was a huge success, there was rain yesterday, and we still had the largest crowd of the
every
day.
Every time
which
I go out to watch this at Rolex, you get rained on the Mustang demonstration. Yeah. It seems every single time. There's one cloud over our head, and it would rain on Elisa.
Rain cloud.
So last night, we edited video. We put up a dressage video, or Elisa's dressage video with commentary, which is really great for me because I get to sort of understand in a better way what's going through her mind and understand dressage a little bit better.
Commentary.
It is, so it's very instructive that way. We also put up a vlog, a special Rolex vlog, but we also put up the Mustang demonstration footage. And so yesterday, I'm thinking, Elisa's tired. I'm going to try to help out as much as I can, and I'm going to cut this up, and I'm going to show it to her, and she'll maybe tweak it here and there. It'll be fine. No,
she
we decided to start
thing,
from scratch,
she?
And she did it all. So
I was
we,
like, I don't have a good feeling about this. We just because he cuts things sometimes he just doesn't know. And I'm like, there's a really good movement in there. And he's like, oh, I just cut that out. And I was like, oh, that needs to be in there.
That's so the one I actually liked.
Yeah.
We make a really great team that way.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, here, I've got to go show you that I'm representing.
You got it.
I got my
nice
Wallace Eventing.
Oh, you do? Look at that. You're
so
ready to go.
Represent.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Elisa, we have not talked about the cross-country course yet on the show this morning. Have you walked it?
Yes, I have.
And?
That's so close.
And it's Rolex.
It's Rolex.
And
it's big.
And it's a four-star.
I heard it said there's more turns this year.
To me, it's very different from last year. My first inclination is that last year looked harder, I think. But this year, he's designed it very different, where it's, I can't multitask. Don't stop it.
Timothy's over here taking selfies.
Timothy's taking pictures and selfies.
Okay,
we're trying to talk.
What a media guy.
And this year, it seems like he's designed it to really catch us at the end, where we've got, he's got it to where he wants us to get out and go galloping. And the end is where he's testing our endurance and our fitness of our horses and stuff. So it's definitely going to be a very tough course, I think, because it's, like I said, it's a little bit different.
I heard five waters.
Yeah,
there's five.
Our horses
five
have flippers
waters
this year, so there's a lot of waters.
Got a bathing suit along.
Yeah. Well, and it's supposed to rain, so which is okay. I like the rain, so.
You know, the rain being in the forecast doesn't bother you.
No, Johnny doesn't bother.
Change the studs and
he's
go.
He's a swimming dragon.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, you're out there. It's your course to get. So I think it's going to be a good test. And the end is, you've got that big corner combination at the end. So
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yeah.
Well, can we do this? Can we kick your husband out and bring your dad in?
Sure.
I get a new perspective of your ride.
Whoa.
Hey, I do want to make this announcement, though. We are going to record a Horse Husbands special, Horse Husbands episode tomorrow or this afternoon live here, and we're going to put it out on the Horses in the Morning feed tomorrow morning. So it's going to, nobody counted on that. That's a bonus feature.
Ooh.
But we're just going to sit around and drink this afternoon and talk, and that's going to be the show.
I will not.
No
be
plan. We're just going to show
Elisa
up.
And I are going to go.
You're getting some horse husbands over, right?
We have a horde, actually. Our good a friend Brian Rutledge is gathering the troops, and we're all going to descend on the booth.
That'd be Colleen Rutledge's.
I just rolled my eyes.
And we're going to fight for microphones.
Actually, I needed more microphones. I didn't plan on that.
What's most likely going to happen is we're going to have a large group of men all staring at the microphones. Doing nothing.
You talked. No, yeah. You go.
No, you go. I don't have anything to say. I hate it here.
No, yesterday, actually, if you watch our vlog, the vlog opens with I got to convince a group of Kentucky Lexington police officers
Lexington's
to actually
finest,
wish
okay.
Elisa good luck. There was a group of like 20 of them. I went in there and four picked the short straws. And made it into the film. And it's a great way to start the blog.
There are a lot of police here.
There sure are. And I love the hats.
They have great hats.
It's because it's an Olympic year. So it's amped up this year for
sure. Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, they didn't.
I mean, they're checking
everything.
Credentials every day, like pictures. So it's definitely a bigger year because of the Olympics. So let's.
All right, Timothy,
why.
Get out of here. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody will hear you again. And we have Rick Wallace sitting down here, who would be Dad. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good
to see y'all.
It's good to see you.
Let me start by
back.
Just, I've got to hug you because the things that you write on your blog about your children are the most beautiful things I've ever read.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh, I cry. I mean,
I appreciate it. It's heartfelt and it's, from the heart. So they're great children to have.
Now, the difference with you and Timothy is when Timothy watches dressage, he's like me. We don't know what's good or bad. It just looks pretty, right? Or it doesn't.
Right.
Or the horse is jumping out of the ring. One or the other.
Just being
but
supportive.
But you know what you're looking at. Do you get nervous for her?
Obviously, I get nervous. I think the nervousness comes from her. I'm wanting her to be on the top, be the best that
no
she
pressure.
Is.
No pressure.
Yeah. So,
been any pressure.
But every time I watch her ride, it's amazing to watch what she can accomplish and what she can do. And especially, I don't think a lot of people, when we tease about the dragon, I mean, he's a tough one, and she really communicates and does a great job of riding him. So I'm proud of her.
Well, you should be, too. You should be.
So does he ever coach you? Does he ever say anything besides words of advice? Do you ever ask him for help on what to do at a particular time? Or
he's a good sounding board.
Yeah.
I think our relationship over the years, obviously, we worked in early on with me being her coach, and I think all the way through like 2007, I think that the transition needed to happen where she needed to step up and really get the best in the world. I mean, I'm okay, But
he's all right.
The better ones out there. It was a progression, and now having Karen, David, and Leslie Laws work with Elisa, I think it's having those.
Never heard of any of those
people to work with her that really brings out even the more star power.
I think that's true. We've had this discussion before in the show. Most good coaches want to see their students go beyond them.
Sure.
I mean,
it's always that way.
Yeah.
And, you
Especially
know, there's
your children, too.
That means you've graduated.
I've graduated. Well, here's the thing. The shoe is on the other foot now. I lean on her to start helping me because I have, you know, I still have upper level horses coming up and she's really good to be on the ground. And not only that, if I have a problem with a problem horse, I'm like, I got Elisa.
You know, yeah, right?
I let her ride my stallion at Carolina. I mean, I was having some issues. He's a stallion. He's a young horse. And he's got a new light on things. And the same thing happened with my three-star horse with her. She's amazing. She's ridden them one time in competition. And all of a sudden, they change and move into a different focal point. So it's great.
Has that happened more since you did the Mustangs and became very... you know, well known for doing the Mustangs. Has it happened more that people want you to help with the problem horses?
Did you get better at training horses because of the Mustangs, or did you have that gift going into training the Mustangs?
I've always worked with problem horses.
You have.
It's a family thing. We've always had...
Okay, I was the trainer's kid. So yeah. I had
you
to ride everything that came into the barn.
The funny
that all the psycho horses. Oh, by the way, this one just like came off the track. Oh, you're filling the metal. Go in and make it
that
go around
true.
And do the 3/6 metal equitation.
This
class.
Is when she was 12. We'd stick around like ranked ponies that we thought might be good for the
that
clients because we
off.
Did the hunter jumpers for a while.
Yeah.
And one time where she got bucked off three times. I'm like. And
that
maybe that's not the
work.
Right pony. But we would just laugh because she'd be on the side.
Three
on.
Was the rule. You had to go off three times.
The first time I got bucked off, it was walking. The second time I tried to trot it, bucked me off. And then the third time I tried to canter it and bucked me off.
Yeah,
I was like, all right.
All three gates, not good.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's really great because I call him, like, every day and be like, oh, my gosh, this happened. Or what should I, you know, when we're planning out stuff, we.
Yeah, we talk probably four times a day.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Well, Rick, when the hell are you going to get a horse up here so we can see father-daughter ride?
Oh, my God.
Well,
no,
I was getting closer a couple of years ago, but
no.
The horse obviously was not going to be further than maybe a lower three-star horse. So, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens.
You don't want
in the
that
future.
To happen?
No.
Sorry.
I
love you, Dad. No.
I love you,
but don't ride with me.
I can't handle it. I'd much prefer to be riding. So.
Yeah.
No, she jumps
watching.
When I jump.
Yeah.
You'd rather ride after Michael Young than your dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'd rather follow Michael Young is what Jennifer said.
Well, it's very difficult to watch.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
Like, it's hard enough when Dad's running training level. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't handle this.
Isn't that weird how it changes? Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's gone the other way. But, yeah, problem horses have been in our life our whole lives.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That's super.
See, Rick, we get old and they start to worry about us. That's what happens.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. They're worried.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if they think we're not confident
that
or lucid or what.
That means I have a home later in life. Right?
That's right. Hear that, Timothy?
Daddy's coming to live with you.
Yeah, you're going to get the in-laws are coming.
That's okay. He'll be happy. That just means it'll be cleaner. Dad cleans a lot.
I do. I'm a neat freak.
Well, I know you guys have horses to get ready to go do a demo.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. One, thank you so much for being on our show so often. You're
sure.
So generous
Love
with your time. You all are. All of you are. And, of course, Timothy joins us once a month. But, you know, you guys really do come on anytime we ask, and we really appreciate
and
that.
And you are very helpful with the Mustangs that
Absolutely.
I have. So
well,
thanks.
What's really cool today, which was pretty touching, is that I get to fulfill a Make-A-Wish.
Oh, really?
For a little girl who wants to see the Mustangs and stuff, so... That's really, really cool.
Good
that
for
the
you.
Mustangs are reaching out to people.
And as we leave, I just want to say, I think some people, That's even cool. at the upper levels, don't really understand the Mustang. And I think it transcends not just the equitation or the horse people. It goes outside with the Mustangs. It touches people in everyday life that don't have horses. And I think that's really the focal point that we're looking at that Elisa never thought would happen. But it's bringing people outside the scope of horses in because of the Mustang.
We're bringing them into eventing, too. So, yeah.
So
it's kind of a double play, I think.
I think they're an awesome horse, and they're doing great things for our sport.
Well, I've talked to, I just before, you know, I had
had a Mustang. I mean, I live in Arizona, and you would think that they're super popular and everybody's riding one, and they're not.
Right.
And I want to take my two, and I want to put them in the sport of eventing, and I want to ride.
There's a holding facility in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard to get into it.
It's not something that I've researched because of the fact that I didn't want to start one from scratch. I don't have the facility or the round pit, any of that stuff. So what I wanted, I got. I wanted something that was gentled, you know, air quotes. But I want to take these guys and I want to put them in some competitions in Southern California. And I think that little blonde horse of mine is going to
little Zeusy.
Kick some butt.
That's awesome. Well, that's going to be exciting to see.
I can't wait to ride him at Galway.
Like, you were the motivation for all of that, too.
And
it was you kicking her ass on the show that was the motivation. You embarrassed her on the show. So that really worked.
It would be like, that's Alisa Wallace is on today. God.
I'm gonna get tongue lashing.
I wanted you to know too that I've been putting you in without even asking you. I've been nominating you over and over again for Road to the Horse.
Oh yeah.
For to be the first real English trainer to come on Road to the Horse, and next year is all women. And I did send Tootie an email, and you got nominated when they asked on Facebook. A lot of the listeners went on.
Lord, that's and a lot of pressure.
Yeah, 3 days. It is a lot of, and it's a lot of money, though. So,
it's like, it would just be an honor to be able to go.
Well, I'm still fighting for you, and I will continue to fight for you.
I appreciate it, Glenn.
So,
and our thanks back to you for really having Lisa on so much. We appreciate it.
I love it. I text her, can you come on the show tomorrow? Duh. That's my response I get back from Mark.
Duh. We don't get that response from everybody. Yeah. Sometimes it's the opposite of that.
It's a total love fest here on Horses in the Morning here at Rolex.
Thank
Live.
You, guys.
Thanks Thank you so much.
We'll see you. Bye. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye.
Hold on. I got to get my hat on.
Well, of course, we're sponsored for this trip by two companies, Kentucky Performance Products and also Bates Saddles. And we had a chance to catch up a little earlier in the day with Elaine Dunn, who's Director of Sales Operations at Bates. And let's take a listen to that. Well, hi, Elaine. Thank you so much for joining us here on the concourse.
How are you, Glenn?
Good.
This is great. Beautiful day.
Good to have you here. You know, we are so excited to be brought to where we basically were brought here by Bates. Thanks for their title sponsorship of this event. It's so exciting for us to be here every year. And you know, we're thrilled that Bates is part of that coverage.
And we're thrilled to be part of the coverage as well and be a major sponsor here with the Bates Saddles. Great product and a great event to be at.
Well, now, so tell us a little bit. You're introducing something new this year for Bates at this show.
Yeah, we've got a new leather that we've introducing. It's the Bates Luxe Leather line of saddles. They will be coming out to consumers very new. It's an Italian leather, calf skin that is very soft, grippy leather, exactly what every rider wants to be. Have on their saddle to be stuck in the saddle.
Yeah, no, the slick saddle is out. Nobody wants to be catapulted off their horse when they stop. That, you're right, the calf skin leather. Sorry, I'm a vegetarian, but like, it's nice. it's nice.
It's very soft. It's also durable, the type of leather. So it's not going to wear through very quickly. So it's going to withstand and hold as the rider, because they spend many hours in the saddle, the riders at this level, and it's a great grippy soft leather.
Do they still have the care panels and the gullet change system or not?
Yeah, so the nice thing, we've got all the technology now. We've got the care system, the interchangeable gullet, the easy change fit solution. With that, on top of the soft leather, we've got a complete saddle with technology and with the appeal to the eye and to the touch. The care panel itself, you can change it out. You've got your different gullets so that can basically fit any horse possible.
How on earth did people ride, I don't know, 10 years ago?
I don't know. They had to keep getting the saddle fitter out to reflock it and change it. And then they'd buy a new saddle for every size horse they had. Yeah.
Yeah. Now with the Easy Change Fit solution and the technology and being able to, for riders that ride different horses, or when you buy that new horse, you don't have to, you know, invest in another saddle. We're looking at saddles today, and the Bates saddles, you can range from $1,500 all the way up to now with the new Lux leather, you're going to be into the $4,000. So that's an investment when you have buying a new horse. So that's the nice feature about the Easy Change Fit Solution system. You can move it on to another horse and you don't have that extra expense. And you've got your comfortable saddle. Like every rider wants to stay in the same saddle. Breaking in a new saddle is not a fun thing to do always. So
I was in trouble too, because Jennifer was looking at him yesterday. She has every Wintec saddle imaginable. I mean, like the whole line, I think. Mm-hmm. And she's always changing the gullet as the horse changes. So she's always changing the gullet out. And she was looking at the Bates issue, and I was like,
this is going to cost you, Daddy.
They are truly beautiful. I know yesterday a bit of Britain, they were a lot of people were in looking at the saddle and in petting it. Everybody's like, they're petting it, wanting to feel that nice leather. And there was a really positive response about the saddle we have down there on display. So that's exciting
for us. So if you're at Rolex, there's two places you can see them. Well, there's more than two, but Horse Lovers, where we're at, located on the concourse in the indoor arena, and then Bit of Britain's tent, the gargantuan tent up there. Is there anybody else that has Bates here, or those are the two?
Those are the two, okay. Bit of Britain and Horse Lovers, and Bit of Britain just has the one on display.
Right. That's so where you can see the new one.
You can see the new one there, and you can come up to Horse Lovers here and take a look at the full range they have here represented. So we do have three now with the Lux. We'll have three leathers. We have our the traditional leather, and then we have a plus model in some of the different models in the Bates, and then a sneak preview of the Lux, which is to come in the new year.
And if they're not here, where can they find it online?
They can go to our Bates website, and they can find the nearest dealer closest to them. We have all of our dealers listed at thebates.com.
Batessaddles.com, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Leslie Wiley, let's talk a little bit about your picks and what you think we're going to see out of Rolex this year. Obviously, I know your top pick is Michael. Mikey. What do we call
Mickey,
that guy?
I think
Mickey.
Mickey.
Okay.
I'd always get it wrong.
Mikey, whatever. He's
Michael Young.
He's just. Does he have ice in his veins? Like, how does that guy compose himself like that?
He does.
Yeah. Just, I wanted to go to the press conference and just like kind of touch his wrist and see if it was cold. Like, I was like, that's the kind of guy.
Oh, no. The other thing about him, doing interviews with him, you get very short answers. Like three words, that's it.
The German way.
Short and sweet. Well, yeah.
So,
well, no.
Who else is it going to be?
Well, I think one of the most fun things to watch out for every year is are the rookies, the first time 4-star pairs. Who's gonna show up and step up to the plate? Who's ready? Who's gonna surprise us? And we've got many rookies here this year. My rookie pick is Matt Brown in Super Sox BCF. His horse Flaxen. They're a West Coast pair. Transplanted.
He's clean. He did because he wanted to come out and clean up. My God, the guy wins everything now. It's insane.
Oh yeah, he's amazing.
What's he riding?
He's riding. The horse's name is Super Sox BCF. It's an Irish sport horse. His barn name's Flaxen. I first saw them go last year at Buchalo, the CCI 1-star three-star in the Netherlands. And it was their first time abroad, and Matt was just as cool as a cucumber, and he ended up coming. He just made the cross country look easy. They had a beautiful dressage test and kept it together in the stadium jumping, and finished sixth, which was So they were the top placed American pair. And I mean, it was, Buck was over there and Marilyn was over there, and they just really stepped up. So, and I talked to him yesterday, and he seems just so chill, and he's got his ducks in a row. He's ready. I asked him yesterday, it's like, Matt, I combed through your entire FEI and USEA records for this horse, and I could not find a cross country penalty. And he said, knock on wood. I'm going to knock on wood as we speak here too.
Ridiculous.
The horse has never had a cross country penalty.
What?
Isn't that wild?
All the way up through?
All the way.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Same. So if he, he's
who get gets all the to the four-star level without having a cross-country penalty?
Stop a run out, just slipping.
Something. Yeah, this horse is so cool.
Matt's a time
done,
penalty.
Matt has done such a great job of developing him. He's taken his time. I think that's one pair to really keep your eye on this weekend.
No kidding.
Wow. Well, we'll have to do that. That's
and now
good.
I have a new goal. Next time I take a horse to the first horse show, I'm like, you are never going to get a cross-country penalty.
Keeping this record spotless. Yeah.
Jeez. That is
eat
true.
Off of it.
That is really cool. Yeah. And, of course, Marilyn Little, she just moved into the second place. She's going to place well here.
Absolutely.
That horse does well across country, stadium. So Arthur's coming yet, too.
Last, today.
And that's Allison Springer's horse. That's a legend here at Rolex.
Absolutely.
A legend for maybe the wrong reasons.
Well, but he also came second. He came second.
Yeah.
He's such a quirky horse. He's so talented.
She always says, Allison, I never know what horse I'm going to have that
Allison
day.
Yeah, Allison does a beautiful job of
there's not too many
him.
That could ride him really well.
So you're talking about Allison Springer and Arthur, and the kind of history is she seems to always, but pre-Michael Young coming over, she would always be first after the dressage. Mm-hmm. And then aside from the 1 second place, tends to not know what horse she's going to have, and sometimes has not been
drops
very
a rail here or there
and jumping,
yeah,
or several rails, or cross country penalties, or something always seems to happen.
Or he leaves the building altogether.
He ran away one time. Like this poor girl has had so many frustrations, but it's and equally as magnificent when he's.
And he's got to be getting up there, doesn't he?
He's 17.
Wow!
And so they've. What a long time partnership. So it's just. It's really fun to watch them.
It's time
watch
for
them
win.
Go.
Oh
it
my
is.
God.
It's time for an American win. Let's start there.
Yeah. I think she's going to lay it
anything
down.
Anything can
today.
Happen cross country day.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. That's right.
And then give us one more to look out for.
Oh goodness.
We got a commercial next.
Maya Black and Doesn't Play Fair. That's a horse that's just been that pair has been on fire.
I don't know her too well, but. I have a little bit of an interview I'll play from yesterday, thanks to Eventing Nation. We'll play that interview right now, and I want to ask you a little bit about her.
You've had a phenomenal spring season, and it's been leading up to this. Did you get the test you wanted in there?
It wasn't quite what I was hoping for, but it was definitely an improvement. Like he really has such a great feeling now, and now it's just not to have the teeny little mistakes like they maybe had in there today. But I really couldn't... I was still really pleased with him. He's giving me a better and better feeling every time. So yeah. it's really been a pleasure to get on him every day this year. He's really, I feel like it's really starting to come together.
Yeah. And what is it like when you go in there? Is it easier the second time, or do you know what to expect, or is it?
I mean, I think in some ways I know now how much that atmosphere affects him, mm-hmm. so I can hopefully do a few extra pre-rides and a few things like that to kind of get his, head in the game. But it definitely, I wouldn't say it's really that much different this year to last year, except for, you kind of know a little bit what's going to happen. So you can just be a little bit more prepared. Yeah.
So Leslie Wiley, tell us a little bit about Maya. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, I mean, she's been on fire this spring. Jenny's been to all the big events.
Jenny from Eventing Nation,
Jenny Autry. She's been to all the big events this spring, and she just thinks the world of the horse. It's 15 three hands, a little pocket rocket, and just a really, their dressage is just, they're at the top of their game right now, and I think they'll be And I'm always cheering for the little horses, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to Barb Crabo and her EverReady, and he's about 15.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe three.
Barb is here right now. Do you want to talk to her next?
Yes, there
she is. Let's do a little word from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we'll be right back with Barb Crabo, who we had on the show last week.
Yeah. Her life was falling apart around her. But when she saw his sweet face and heard the low knicker, the pain eased. She stood in the stall for some time, running a brush over his sleek coat, down his powerful muscles and over his tight, cool tendons. He cocked his back leg, waiting patiently. She scratched his favorite spot and was rewarded with a crinkled smile and outstretched neck. The stress flowed from her body, and she knew with him in her life, she would make it through. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high fat calories, direct fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And we're joined by Barb Crabo. Hi, Barb.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. And you're here with your groom, Caitlin.
Yep. That is me. My trusty sidekick. Here. Ready.
And do you ride at Four Peaks?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So you're part of the eventing crew.
Yeah. Barb has known me for a super long time. And actually, she's actually given me one of the rides on one of her horses. So, and
which
then
horse?
Been showing. Dora.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
very we don't know cool. Dora.
I don't
know.
But I mean, if it's her horse, it's a nice horse.
She's wonderful. She's awesome.
She's quirky.
She's yeah. So we're perfect. Perfect for each other.
She's That's teaching been... Caitlin patience.
Which is what EverReady has done for you.
He's taught me a lot of things, and yeah, patience is probably one of them.
So how's he feeling here at the horse park?
He's doing great. He's ready for his ride this afternoon. So actually, right when I leave here, I need to take him out for a spin.
Yes. Did you get to do the warm-up with him in the big arena this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in there yesterday afternoon, yeah.
Oh, that's... You get to go into the arena before
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they call it ring familiarization.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And so the evening before you ride, they open it for about an hour and a half.
And that ring's kind of important to do that in, isn't it?
It is. It's just great. There's so much atmosphere. Yeah, and when the wind is blowing, there's, like, you know, 20 flags in there that are flapping. And then with the, you know, the audience... You know, in the stands. Wait,
and you're on Friday. You'll actually have an audience today.
Yeah, they say it's like sold out.
Unlike Thursday.
Yeah. I'm sure it won't be sold out when I'm riding, but
it's right after lunch.
There'll be some empty seats.
Well, you're
just fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Smell of nachos wafting through the stands. Yeah. It'll be fine.
So you, as a groom, what is your job here? What is your responsibility? What is the laundry list of things that this woman has given you to do?
Well, my job being as Barb's groom is actually fantastically easy. I mean, she does so much work herself that it's basically any time restraints that she has to be somewhere. She has to do radio shows, you know, I have to go somewhere else or I tag along and sit down in the chair. But, you know, really it's just filling in the gaps of where it needs be. And I'm just super lucky to be here. So
and
love
she
it.
Makes Ready beautiful.
I know.
Yeah. The girl can braid. She's like, a braider. It's no one's business.
Yeah. I can. Carpal tunnel is totally in my future. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm sure the listeners are always asked this question. How long, like, before a dressage test do you start getting the horse ready?
I do it way too early.
I'm always like, don't put his bridle on yet.
I was like, you don't understand these time restraints.
Don't put his bridle on yet.
So
why does he have a saddle on?
It's 7.
Yeah, that's right, 7. We don't ride till 2.
I go after lunch. No, I think I'd like to be too early. I think Barb likes to be too late. And so right in between, I think it's the magic moment.
Well, do you have a flow chart that you use? Okay, we start here at this time. I know the guys that, you know, the Boyd Martins have flow charts.
Let me tell you, in Barb Crabo's barn, when you are competing, she has a chart of who goes when.
Yeah,
and your name
extensive.
Is on it. And, I mean, there's always, like, you know, 20 horses and 20 riders. And I've been lucky enough to have my name on that list. And basically, it's like, this is the time you get on your horse. And this is the time that you ride. Make sure you have that. All of us would always take pictures of the board and all that. So is there a board for you now, like, braid at this time?
No, not here. We can remember one horse.
Yeah, one horse is fine. The one time, though, we had, like, 31, 32 rides at Galway.
Yeah,
that was nuts. And I literally took down notes on my phone. We sat down the night before and just tirelessly wrote it all out so I knew what I was going to do. And that actually went off pretty well.
It went off
really well.
It was a good day.
But this one, we just talked about it.
You need a Fitbit watch or whatever.
No, I don't want one. I don't want to know.
It's like I don't look at my clock before
I get more tired, I think, if I knew how far I actually moved.
Yeah.
And how much I did every day.
Absolutely.
I think it would exhaust me just seeing it. So ignorance is a better way.
Gotcha. I completely agree. Just completely.
So did you get a chance to – we asked Elisa Wallace about the course. Uh-huh. What was your thoughts?
You know, it looks great. They're definitely going to be tired. You know, they've got, you know, some of the questions, like you at first glance, you look at the coffin and it's much less complicated than it has been in the last several years. But it's also fence 24 now instead of fence 9, right? You know, and the C element out is huge. And it's not super narrow, but it's huge. And it's going to take a big effort for them to jump out of that. And so it's going to test them and tax them in different ways. But it looks great. It looks like a good big forward riding course. And
Headable really Lake, nice. Is it pretty straightforward this year?
You know, I don't know if you could ever call Head of the Lake straightforward.
Talking about atmosphere, there's a jump with atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because of the people.
It looks great, though, to me. But this is coming from someone that has attempted and failed at four stars now. Yes, four. We're trying for number five. So I'm not underestimating anything.
You have not always failed at these four stars.
I have never show jumped.
You have never show jumped.
I've never show jumped. I have gotten around.
We're a positive thinking establishment.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, we are.
Yeah, everybody's like, are you excited for dressage? I'm like, I've finished dressage four times now. We can get through that part.
I tell you, my job is really easy. By the first day, we're done.
Oh, snap. She's fired.
Oh, send her home.
No. Not this time. This time, we're going all the way through. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. I'm so excited.
It's going to be great, though. I'm excited. I've felt in the past that we've been ready, and like we have been. I mean, you know, when we finished the course in 2012, it felt great. We had a couple bobbles, but he felt amazing.
And he just
and
ended
last
up not,
year,
not really
he wasn't sound enough on a Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last year we were so ready, we were so prepared, we felt awesome, and we just weren't prepared for the ground and the weather.
It's like suction cupping his feet
about
to the ground.
They're calling for rain.
You know, I'm not. Last year, before the rain even started, the ground was so saturated. I mean, 2 weeks before the event, they had like the footbridge floating into the head of the lake, and like the place was underwater. When we got here, half of the pastures were mud pits and underwater.
Yeah, this year's beautiful, but the ground is great.
This year, the ground was so dry from lack of rain that the rain that we've had in the last few nights has been fantastic. The footing out there is great. And yes, it might rain again tomorrow. Rain is okay. We're not going to melt. We just can't have it so that we're, you know, the entire course is under 2 inches of water and then mud under that.
Yeah, there's a difference here in Kentucky, too. You never know what the rain's going to be. Either
exactly,
a light rain
yeah.
or you're going to have torrential downpours and tornadoes.
You know what? It is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and stress about it if, you know, and hopefully I learned something last year and I needed to ride better and he needed to be a little braver and hopefully if the footing gets a little funny, I can pull it out of myself to ride stronger and make him braver because he's an extremely brave horse. He just kind of got into this quirky thing last year of jumping really high. He didn't know quite what his legs were going to do on takeoff, so he just started jumping straight up and not over the fences.
And, so he and warm it caught up us like out. That? Or
he did. And I was concerned when we were warming up, and then I thought I kind of got him through it in the warm-up. And then at the second fence, he jumped straight up like, you know, he supermanned it over it. Like I saw his front feet straight out in front of us getting across it. And he did, but then it didn't work quite as well on fence four and we fell.
Yeah.
So I'm like, four? Are you serious? We got four fences? You know, and then of course I'm watching this video, you know, of Derek DeGrazia talking about the course. He goes, well, the first four fences are exactly the same. I'm like, great. That's fantastic.
It's like
I get
an old boyfriend.
Opportunity to slay my dragon. Just what I wanted. So we get to slay the dragon tomorrow. I'm going to come out with my sword drawn.
Yeah.
And we will slay it and move on. And it's going to be great. It's going
to
be fantastic.
I still wanted to know, if you see the weather's changing, when do you decide what studs you're putting in?
You know, he'll get studded up, you know, an hour before.
An hour before?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So whatever it's doing out there is, you know,
so you,
we'll
you,
see.
By, I, mean, I if, didn't know if that was you did it in the morning or you just did that
no,
at the
last
minute.
No, you don't want to do it super early because if they lay down, they can catch themselves on it, you know. And they don't, we kind of stud right before I tack up. A discussion happens between you and Martin, I feel.
Yeah, and both of us are fairly clueless as to what studs to use, so it's a guessing game anyway.
I think
we're in Arizona.
We're in Arizona, yeah, and that's true. The only time I've studded in Arizona was for Galway show jumping.
Yeah, and that's California. Yeah.
And that's Southern California,
Yeah. Well, you know, and I use studs. You know, we go to Recca Farm every year, and I usually make at least one or two trips out east. And so I use studs, and I'm comfortable using studs, but...
Competing when I lived but here and competed here, it was every. I mean, it was.
Oh yeah, you couldn't go out. Your
this is what you do. Yeah. It's just a different ball game.
And so, it's nice. Yeah, but I know that I tend to use a lot less studs than a lot of people, like smaller studs.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a small horse and he's really quite sure-footed. I've never, knock on wood, had a problem with studs. Pardon me. And I don't think last year studding was the issue. It was just the way the ground was. I mean, you could hear it sucking on his feet every step he took.
And that's
and splashing.
Yeah,
and he just didn't know what to do.
With last
he was pushing
ground.
Off the ground.
No.
And his body wasn't doing what he was expecting it to do. Well, and so he just tried compensating by jumping higher. And the horse can jump high. And unfortunately, when you put all your energy and power into straight up, you don't get that 7-foot width across the top of a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it just didn't work. So,
well, you get to tackle 1, 2, 3, and 4 again, and if it's in the rain, it's going to be a lot better start than it was last year.
And it looks good. It's going to even if it rains, it's going to be better. And you know, we've run in the rain. You know, we ran and we got around clean at Fair Hill in what was it 09 or something like that when it was the wettest year.
And that is a horrible course in the rain.
Yeah, and it was insane. And I remember asking Mary, the organizer, after the show, I'm like, so I heard rumors that this was the rainiest year ever. And she goes, oh, no, 88 was much worse.
And the mud there, oh,
I'm like, you have to go back 30 years to find something worse.
You did ask.
It's hilly and the mud is muddy.
It was deep and he was great. You know, and it was torrential. And I mean, it had started raining there, like, I think Tuesday, and it didn't stop until Sunday morning after trot ups.
Yeah.
It was just insane. And he did great. And granted, they took a lot of the course out, but he didn't care. It was just, I think it was a weird thing last year, and I'm not going to hold that against him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, oh, he's going to do it again this year.
Well, let's get through dressage today.
Yeah, we can do that. We've shown we can do that. Okay.
Well, I don't know if there's anybody I'm pulling for more than you. So,
that's very sweet. Thank you. Don't tell anyone that though.
Hey, me too.
Nobody listens.
Kaylin's pulling for
you. I'm pulling for it too.
Pulling for you.
I'm all.
She wants to braid Sunday morning.
She really want to braid. I want to use all of our tack. I'm raring. Also, I just want to stand on the podium twice. Okay. Really, it's very selfish.
Yeah, and if she's that good a braider, she could be in the running for the Grooms Award.
It's possible, except that I braided on Wednesday because she wasn't here yet.
I tell you, my job's easy.
But I'm a good braider, too.
Don't tell
her. Not as good as her, but he looked pretty sharp.
Okay. I mean, it happens. Well. But he did look good. He did. He looks really good.
I was
right
actually
now.
Proud of myself. I haven't braided a horse in like a year, and I'm like, oh my god, I still can do it.
Yeah,
that's so exciting.
It's like you haven't done it 10,000 times, but it's been a year.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks. It's good day to see you guys here.
All right, good to see you.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go get on.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for stopping by today. We're going to be doing this again Sunday morning. Can we wrangle you back after cross country?
Absolutely.
All right, good.
Yeah.
We'll get you back. And, of course, tell everybody what coverage you're doing over at Eventing Nation so they can follow along.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to cover it from every angle. We've got our biggest team ever this year.
I've checked Eventing Nation probably 40 times in the past day and a half. So, I mean, I can't be the only one. You guys are doing such a great job with the articles.
Pictures.
You know, just this morning, I was like, okay, where can I go see, like, the top 5 tests? And I log on to Eventing Nation. It's like, the top 5 tests of Thursday. I'm like, perfect. So I went through all those. I mean, it's just the coverage is amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is our biggest week of the year, and we all have so much fun, and hopefully, and we love it. And so hopefully that comes through in our coverage.
Leslie's my date tomorrow night. We're going to Hoedown.
Oh, did you wrangle somebody?
Yes, I wrangled Leslie.
Yeah, we're going always up for a party.
We're going to Hoedown. We're going to meet Rosie.
Just my arm.
Rosie tomorrow night.
Yeah, Napravnik. Sure.
We're going to meet her tomorrow night.
Security.
Yeah, Leslie and I are going to be there. We're going to.
So, yeah, there's a Hoedown in Haggard's, $50 tickets, and there's a band, and there's some celebrities that are going to be there. And
apparently, there's going to be shout out to Frankie Lovato. There's going to be an equisizer race.
Oh, my God.
And somebody said something about me being in it. Stuart, I saw him yesterday, Stuart. And I said, no, you want Leslie in the Equisizer race.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
awesome.
No. Did you volunteer me?
Yes, I did. So don't wear high heels.
I might have to go shopping tomorrow, actually.
I didn't even bring my legendary, I'm known for my cowboy hats. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring any. Because I didn't know it was going to hoedown. So
how are people
going
to find you on the course?
I don't know.
Course walk tomorrow.
I don't know. Thank you, Leslie.
Sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about yesterday and our fun day and your super fun day yesterday. You got to meet Rachel Alexandra.
Yes.
What was that like? First, let's describe your face in the pictures. You couldn't have smiled any bigger. Face was going to break.
I was so excited. And so I'm just so you know, I'm standing there with Rachel Alexandra. They bring her out. I get teary-eyed just seeing this amazing mare. She just has that eye that she has and that presence that she has, just incredible. It's just indescribable to see something that wonderful. Now, the guy who was taking us around was the broodmare manager. And I said, oh, I know the broodmare manager over at Lane's End. And he was like, oh, Charles, you know Charles. And I said, yeah. I go, Charles has never let me pet Zenyatta. So the broodmare manager, his name was Brent, and I and Rachel took a selfie together, and we sent it to Charles. And we're like, booyah! I'm with Rachel. He's like, is that Rachel? Why are you over there with Rachel? So I'm like, because they let me pet her. They let me love her, and they let me kiss her.
You were. I was surprised, because...
They were giving me treats to give her. I was like...
Is Rachel still making babies, or is she the one that could not make babies anymore?
She had one foal, which... I kind of put her in the hospital. The second foal about killed her. And so they thought they had pensioned her. And I asked, I said, is she ever? And they said that it is it's the owner's, it's her pick. She decides whether it's going to happen. But they pretty much have said that they would, if they breed her again, it'll be a C-section.
And living at Stone Street means she's slumming it in Kentucky.
She's just incredible. So to see her and to be a part of that and to see that farm, they're a private farm. They don't do tours. I just happened to win this photo contest online and get this message. So I finally won something. Yay. It was awesome. And then we got to go over to Adena Springs, took Glenn over there. We had to go at 12:30 because they do all the breeding at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yeah.
So we got to go and meet Mucho Macho Man. And I just, an old friend of mine now is the stallion manager over there. So he let us go over and take a look at the horses. And yeah, I guess he called and said we were coming. So they bring Mucho Macho Man out. We talked to them. We periscoped a little bit. And I thought that they were going to make us leave. And I was like, thanks. She's like, you want to see anybody else? I'm like, can I see Ghost Zapper? So they bring out Ghost Zapper. And I told all the girls I was with, I said, your homework is to go home and Google all these horses that we're meeting today and make sure that you know who they are. Because, like, unless you're a fan of horse racing, you're not going to recognize all, you know, like Ghost Zapper won the classic in 2004. How does a 13-year-old girl know who that is? So I told them they had to go home and research. I made them, everybody, watch every Rachel race before we even got on the plane. I was like, you have to understand what's going to happen here.
And Mucho Macho Man was much bigger than I thought. I know he's big, but he's big.
Well, if we go back and listen to one of the first, it's tremendously embarrassing what I said to them. I was like, well, if he doesn't race, can I have him do event? Because he's like really tall and really pretty. He's 17-1. He's built like an event horse. He just has that. And they were like dead silent, the Reeves, after I said that. So kind of one of my more embarrassing moments. But
Dean and Patty Reeves started coming on with us before Mucho. He had won one race maybe when we came to Louisiana maybe or something.
He was confirmed to be in the Derby.
And then we had them on. They're the owners. And we still are friends with them and have them on. And I posted a picture of us yesterday at the barn at Adena Springs. And this is immediately what I get back from Patty while we're still there. She said, Glenn the Geek, so glad you got to meet him. Hope you give him plenty of hugs for me. Thanks. Reminds me of the time 5 years ago, just before the Kentucky Derby 2011, when we first came on your show. I put on my Derby dress for the phone interview just to feel the part. Do you remember that? It was so funny. She actually put on her dress and her hat.
Yeah, and we talked about shoes because, you know, when you have a derby horse, you're in the barns, and then you have to do that parade down the home stretch, and so you're walking on the track, and it's like, girl, you got high heels. How are you going to walk in that dirt? She's like, oh, I have boots. I'm mud boots that I'm wearing, and they match my dress. Like, it was just fun fashion.
Lucho Macho Man, I think, is probably the horse in our time of doing this show together that has kind of become the show's horse. It was, yeah. It's kind of our horse, you
it
know,
really
along with the Reese
him.
Horse.
I just couldn't have been more thrilled. I was like a little schoolgirl yesterday that got to
and then I
got to
tell you, I got to do the widow's walk, though. Then they... All of these barns, the breeding barns, and especially the stallion barns.
Google it. It's
ridiculous. It's just beautiful. Or go to our Facebook page. I posted the videos and stuff. We got to go up to the Widow's Walk, which is at the very top of the cupola at the top. And you're a good, six stories up. And we had a view of miles of the Kentucky country. It was beautiful up there. 3,500 acre farm.
Really fun. And then on the way down, I said, this is like an office. Okay. This is a farm.
Yeah, very fancy.
Privately owned.
With all the
farm,
trophies.
And I'm walking down and I'm like, where's the gift shop? I want to buy stuff. So they're kind enough to give us all Mucho Macho Man hats and
you can see that picture on Facebook too.
Yeah, we posted that. So we've just had an absolutely amazing time yesterday.
And it just started.
Then we went to Keeneland because we were driving through there and had a little time. So I took them
on the tour.
I'm here with a couple students and I took them on the tour of Keeneland.
Kind of the most beautiful track in the country.
Yeah, showed them where I got run away with and where I almost died and where the horse reared and came at when I was an exercise rider. And the security guy goes, hey, barn 24. And I go over there, and there's Nyquist. He was sleeping, so we didn't get to wake him up or get a good picture. But I saw Nyquist, and Nyquist is going to win the Derby this year. So like I was saying, today, just shortly, we've got to wrap this show because I got to go see Elisa, and then I got to go watch Nyquist publicly breeze. And then come back and see some more dressage and do some shopping. That's my day plan.
Well, before we wrap up the show, I wanted to say that Bates Saddles puts your horse's comfort first, offering highly specialized saddles for every discipline. Bates Saddles are engineered to bring out the best in your horse underneath the finest quality. European leather, you will feel the power of innovation. Enjoy instant comfort, optimal balance, and seamless contact with your horse, leaving you free to concentrate on your aids. Revolutionize your riding experience and fulfill your true potential in a Bates saddle. If you're at Rolex, you can see the range at horselovers.com, the brand new one at Bit of Britain's tent, or visit BatesSaddles.com. And thank you for their support. Well, we're going to wrap up for today. We're going to be doing a Horse Husbands episode
this afternoon. We got to get Chad on here.
Yeah, Chad flew in yesterday. It was a surprise.
It was a total surprise. And now, Hey, Chad. So he kind of surprised us.
And this would be Jamie's husband.
This is my husband. I didn't know that he was going to be able to make it here. And he gets in. You have to be about an inch from the mic.
Yeah, what just happened? Why am I talking to you guys?
Because she drug you over. It's her fault.
Because I just... He said that he was like, I feel like I'm crashing the girls' party.
No, I am crashing the girls' party.
Yeah, you are crashing the girls' party.
There's, make no mistake. Yeah. I am absolutely crashing a girls' party.
Well, Lucas is crashing, too.
Yeah, he found an out, though. He's with the grandparents.
Yeah, that's right.
My dad and his wife drove up from Atlanta, so they've been taking
babysitters
all day. They don't even want to give him back. So
yeah, we're kind of on a hot date right now. The kid's gone. I'm looking at each other like, it's time to take a nap, I guess.
That's what you do when you have a two-year-old. Woo, nap time. So, yeah, so just driving around, what is your impression of Lexington?
Well, that's not a fair question when you live in Phoenix. This place is neon green. It's overwhelmingly green. That's
so
all
beautiful.
Trees and moisture.
It's funny, the girls that you brought too, when they came in and saw this green, they were like, we haven't seen this much green in years.
No, when you live in the desert, everything is a shade of brown. Yeah. And
but
so
you get good at browns, though. You know your browns.
Yeah, but just coming here and seeing the lushness and the beautiful grass. We were at Adena Springs yesterday, and they have to run their mower every day. Every day.
Two big batwing mowers that are like 16 feet wide, and
all
they got to go on all day, every day.
And they mow constantly.
Yeah, don't they have... They have organic mowing machines out there that should be taken care of.
Oh,
that
they
farm,
don't.
Right?
No. The grass has to be a certain height all the time.
Yeah.
You can't have any stubbles.
Why are horses so they're ridiculous.
Picky. Yeah, they're picky.
So the limited grass we do have, they just like let little patches grow up for no reason. Like the healthiest stuff, we're not going to eat that.
No.
Oh, how about you come over and mow this for
Somebody
me?
Somebody pooped on it 3 years ago. So we're not going to eat it.
Yeah. Well, you'll see why we do what we do when you get to see the rides tomorrow on Saturday. Just the cross country is so amazing. But I just wanted to throw him under the bus before he's a bye and let everybody
it's
know
good to
he
see
exists.
You again, buddy.
He's here. He made it.
Well, we are going to be back tomorrow with the Horse Husbands episode, and then we'll be doing another show on Sunday morning, kind of wrapping up cross country and looking ahead to stadium jumping, and that'll be our last coverage here, thanks to Bates Saddles.
Everybody have a great day. Spay, neuter, geld. Watch some Rolex. Ride a horse.
USAF Network is where you can watch the Rolex.
Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun. It's Candy Store.